Chapter 6. We saw some footprints. They were from the dinosaur in the sketchbook. We walked into a meadow. There were 5 iguanodons, 2 adult dinosaurs, and 3 babies. They were very big. The babies were the size of elephants. They looked like kangaroos with crocodile skin. Something moved in the trees on the other side of the meadow. Lord Roxton got out the elephant gun. We followed him through the trees. We found a rock pool. There were many pterodactyls. There were mothers and babies. The males sat around the top of the pools. They saw Professor Challenger. They attacked us. We ran away. They hurt Professor Challenger and Professor Summerlee. Lord Roxton shot one of them. The others left. We ran away and hid in the trees. "They can't get us here," said Professor Challenger. We went back to Fort Challenger. Some of the food was gone. I felt sick. I had a cut from the pterodactyls. "They poisoned you," said Lord Roxton. Professor Summerlee and I had a fever. We stayed in the camp all day. "Something's watching us," I said. "It's the fever," said Professor Challenger. We all went to bed. There was a horrible cry in the night. It was very scary. "What was that?" I asked. "I don't know. It was in the meadow. We'll look in the morning," said Lord Roxton. There was a rustle in the trees. We looked over the fence. There was a dinosaur. It looked very strong. "Don't shoot. I'll deal with it," said Lord Roxton. We all held our guns. Lord Roxton picked up a branch from the fire. He went outside. The dinosaur ran at him. Lord Roxton ran towards the dinosaur with the fire. He put it in the dinosaur's face. The dinosaur was very ugly. It looked like a giant frog. It had blood round its mouth. It ran away. Lord Roxton came back. "Two of us must stay awake. We'll take it in turns," said Lord Roxton. The next morning, we went to the meadow. There was a lot of blood. "Probably an Allosaurus did this," said Professor Summerlee.
"Or a Megalosaurus," said Professor Summerlee.
We made a map of the area. We found a marsh and many small animals. We walked through the woods. We got stuck. The woods were too thick. "There is a tall ginkgo tree in the fort," I said.
"What about the tree?" Professor Challenger asked.
"I'll climb it. Then I will see the whole area."
"I can draw a map," I said.